The playoffs are just around the corner, and it is time to oil up. Nation Gear is ready to gear you up for Edmonton's upcoming playoff run. Rep your favorite team as they battle for the cup this spring and shop the exclusive Oil Up playoff merch and more at nationgear.ca.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cold open because it's a part two of our AMA Travel Vegas Diaries podcast edition. I don't know what we call these things. Anyways, bonus episode of the Real Life Podcast. Because
just the two of us, though.
Yeah. So remember how we promised everyone we were going to do a Saturday pregame bonus podcast? We decided lied. Yesterday, and by we, I'm going to throw him under the bus because he's not here right now. Jay was like, no, let's do it tomorrow so we can talk about the game, which did make sense.
Yep.
But in our heads, or not even in our heads out loud, we had planned, okay, if the Oilers win, we are going to Fremont.
Which we did.
And we did. And me and you had a sidebar yesterday when Jay was like, no, it'll be better if we can talk about the game. We said, are we going to be able to wake up early enough to get this thing done?
You and I did, though.
Yeah, I
up
woke
and
up.
Adam, I'm packed.
I woke set. Up, 9 o'clock, showered, got ready, went for a walk, bought a little package of watermelon.
Delicious iced coffees?
Some delicious iced coffees for me and you, because you were awake and could answer my question of anyone want iced coffee?
Yes.
I then went for a walk. I did like a whole thing on the strip. I went all the way to that ABC store by Park MGM, and then looped back by Park, or yeah, looped back, whatever. People listening won't care about that. I went for like a half an hour walk, is my point. I came back, got all the gear set up, packed all of my clothes, which yes. were neatly stored in a drawer.
Yeah, and Tyler is a drawer guy. If you missed that, Tyler is a drawer guy.
And Jay is still getting ready. When I got back here, he was in the shower. That was like 20 minutes ago, and he is still in there.
Yeah.
So me and you said we got to leave to the airport in 40 minutes.
Had to do a podcast.
And we got to do a podcast because we didn't do it yesterday. So we started by ourselves.
Yes. So he's going to come out here, mm-hmm. probably in a towel,
mm-hmm.
jump on the mic at some point, maybe.
But anyways, we did have some AMA travel adventures yesterday.
Yeah, it was weird because it was an early game yesterday. The 4 o'clock start here in Vegas was like a weird in-between time.
Yeah.
So we had a bunch of work to knock out in the morning, and we got that done. But then you look at your watch, you go, oh, shit, it's only 3 hours till the game starts. Yeah. We got to go.
Yeah, so what did we do? We finished up our work, and then we did our pregame lunch at Cantina.
Course had to.
It was also the first meal of the day I had eaten.
Yes.
Still. So we loaded up on tacos.
Is that the only meal we ate yesterday?
Maybe.
Johnny Rockets last night, I guess?
No, we had to have eaten in between somewhere.
I didn't eat anywhere.
I didn't eat. Oh, no. You had a hot dog at the game.
All right. Yeah.
Barely a meal. And I had the brisket mac and cheese.
Yeah, that hot dog was cool. It was a bacon cheese hot dog. That was delicious.
Bacon cheese like on top or inside?
On top.
That does sound good.
It was actually, it was really awesome.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, we went to the Taco Bell Cantina, went for a nice walk on the strip, stair club, got our steps up. How many steps you finished yesterday with?
I don't know. Probably not nearly enough, though. I don't feel like we did enough walking yesterday. 12,000. That's not enough. Good. I like to try and hit 20 when I'm in Vegas.
Yeah, fair. It is easy to rack up the steps if you're not doing something like spending 3 hours at a hockey rink. But anyways, we went... Had our Cantina lunch, walked back, and I was a little nervous. Like, there were a lot of Oilers fans there for game one.
Yeah.
And I thought the schedule change was going to screw over more people than it did.
Mm.
And I was like, ah, there probably won't be as many Oilers fans just because a lot of people couldn't change their travel plans. It was too pricey, whatever. And I thought it was going to be less. Oh, boy, was I wrong.
Way
as
more.
As soon as we got in front of that little street where the arena is and there's like a lineup of bars and stuff, it was all orange and blue. So Golden Knights fans must have been sick of it, but like we really took over.
You'd have to wonder then how many people, because they got screwed on their travel plans, like how many of us could have been in there last night?
Well, that too. Like we know of a lot of people who wanted to be at that game and could not be at that game.
Yeah, and it made sense. Like the flights were crazy. Some people like, what was the guy we met? He had to go to Nashville, then Winnipeg, then home. Like, there's just these wild travel adventures of people going all over the place to get back to Edmonton just because the fucking game two got moved.
Yeah, but anyways, there were so many Oilers fans out in front of that arena, and the vibes were cool. Like, everyone was taking pictures. Everyone was high-fiving before the game. I kind of liked that it started early because I had some legitimate nerves about that game. I did not want to come all the way down here and have them go down 2-0.
Yeah, I was worried about that too.
Like, I wasn't worried about it for like the state of the series because I think down 2-0, the Oilers still would have had it in them to come back. Luckily, we don't have to worry about that. But I was just like, oh man, like for the vibes of the night, I want us to have a great night, and like an Oilers win sets the tone. Also, early game, right? So it's not like one of those, if they would have not shown up last night and gotten spanked, we would have still had like a full night of what? Just sitting around being like, well, we're pissed.
Yeah, because yesterday, day off, we set the table that it was going to be Oilers win, Fremont, celebration.
Yeah.
We had our bets down. We squad bet.
Oh, and did we ever squad bet?
Oh, there's Jay.
Hey, guys, Jay's out of the shower, everybody.
Decided to start without me.
Yeah, because we have to go soon.
What?
Don't we fly out at 12:50?
Yeah, it's 10:15.
I know, so don't we have to leave here by like 11-ish?
Yeah, maybe.
Traveling with Jay is different.
Yeah. I'm always an early airport guy.
Yeah, me too. I'm a nervous traveler. Jay is he's traveler is one end of the spectrum, he is off the other end of the spectrum.
I keep it casual. Why go wait in an airport? We can just hang in this room and have, do a podcast.
Because this room stinks.
Yeah, it does stink.
And I don't mean like quality wise, although maybe. But this room smells bad because we've been in it for 5 days.
We've lived in here.
Yeah.
And we've refused housekeeping every day.
Yeah.
Well, because at one point they showed up during the pod.
Yeah.
The other time it was like 7:30 in the morning and they're knocking on our door. It's like, no, please go away.
This is rude.
We were setting the table last night.
Well, it was a big night. It's a big
huge
table.
Night. It was outside the rink. The vibes were excellent.
Oh, man. Inside the rink, too, like after the Let's Go Oilers chants.
Yes. We also...
I thank Connor McDavid's parents for having Connor.
Tyler and I were walking to the Park MGM just to use the washrooms, put a couple of last cheeky bets down. We saw the McDavids walking out. Felt like a good omen from the start.
It was. He performs for his parents.
We needed it. We needed them here, and I didn't know that we needed them here.
We need them... AMA Travel's got to work with them, make sure they're at every game.
100%. Had to. Also, what I would say is we were well lubricated by the time the game started yesterday. Oh, it was party mode to the max game two.
I think that was the right move, but like going into it, I was like, I don't know if I can have a drink.
So I want the story here because we split up because BM and I had to run up to the hotel. Yeah. Wanted to ditch our sunglasses. BM wanted to put on his real glasses.
Yeah, I'd like to be able to see.
I was debating putting on jeans. We had a shot. But we left you for like maybe 40 minutes.
Yeah.
You were sober-ish when we left you.
Yep.
And you were hammered when we found you again. How?
We, in America, they do something that is called free pouring. So we went and got into the spirits because I was like, oh man, I think I got to cut down, like beer's bloating me.
Yep.
I was kind of just, I got to switch it up. So I went with Sean to the spirits little station and got a vodka soda, a double, which probably was a quadruple. Because what they do is they fill the shot. So
Chalmers was your bartender.
Yeah, it was a Chalmers pour. And then I got what's called a Manhattan. Because, you know, it's a Kentucky Derby. Thought I'd have something with bourbon, put some money on some ponies. And then I had two of those. So it was probably, I don't know, eight ounces of booze in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, that probably wasn't smart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll fire the engines up.
Oh, yeah. I was rocking.
Oh, you know what we didn't talk about? The ponies.
Oh, have we not? Oh, yeah, we haven't done a pod since then.
We haven't done a pod since
then. Okay, well, yeah, let's take it back a night. Yeah. Because we, as you know, and those of you who are listening who have been on Nation Vacations to Vegas before, we love the plastic horses.
Love them.
Love them.
It's fun to yell at them. There's no rhyme or reason who wins what. It's just they're fun. You can sit there. You have a drink. It's great.
It's a great way to pass time.
Yeah. So when we went the first time, I hit a 222-1 bet.
Yeah, which was amazing. I thought that was outrageous.
Crazy.
Yes.
I only had a buck on it, but $222. That was nice.
Very nice.
I then more or less immediately lost it, but regardless, because I was playing blackjack.
Vegas giveth, Vegas taketh away.
That's right.
Next night, three of us and our pal Sean, and we decide, all right, we're going to Wyndikit it because there's only one spot open.
Yep.
And shout out to the guy who was sitting there originally, who was like, oh, I'm saving it for a friend. Then he was like, oh, no, my friend's not coming. You guys can have it. He gets an assist on this play.
He gets the assist.
So you can bet on the horses, or there's a little like side bet with a jackpot where it will randomly spin the six horses, give you an order, and if you get the first two right, it's like 5-1. First three's 50. First four's 200. First five's 500 or something. But if you get all six horses finish in the exact order that this thing randomly spits at you, you win the jackpot.
Yeah.
And we learned this after. The jackpot started at 1,000, went up by 1 cent every race, and was at 1,380-something, I think, right? 1,386.
That's a lot of races.
That is a lot of races. I can't do the math on that, but it is a significant amount of races. And we bet on our horses. We threw a dollar on the side bet. And we watched the horses go around. And it was like, ah, damn. Like, whatever. I think we were heavy on the five horse. And he came third. And we're like, ah, damn it. And then you just kind of hear like, ding. And you look. And it's win 1,300. Like, my jaw hit the floor.
Yeah. It was. And to do it as a wind kit, we were just jumping up and down.
Jumping up and down. Screaming.
Everyone's like, what's going on? Because the payout for that race was really shitty.
Yeah.
And so, like, why are these guys celebrating?
Yeah, you're right. If we would have been sitting in a row and like just one of us had won, would have been hype more for the one person. But the fact that we all threw $20 in the machine and we were all tapping it, making our bets, that made it even better.
Yeah, that was good. And you know, that allowed us to go for a real nice dinner.
Yeah, we did. We went to Emeril's New Orleans Fish House or something like
Bam!
That. It was great.
Oh, so good.
I had this like seafood something.
Creole. It was so hard to say it. Both you and I were fumble fucking it. What was it?
It was
Creole seafood.
Something. It was delicious. Really bunch of sides. Great bottle of wine.
Great bottle of wine. Hashtag Red One Lifestyle.
We didn't really go for any nice dinners ever. So to go out on that one because of the plastic ponies, it doesn't get better than that.
Well, That's you know, when you're a horse owner, a plastic horse owner, and it hits, you get to live a bougie lifestyle.
Then yesterday, back to the game, we had a bunch of bets down.
Yes, I went and make a money line, and then got excited at the sports book and sprinkled around. Oh, there's over 3.5. Oh, there's puck line.
Oh, you had a real nice night then.
Oh yeah, smoked it.
Oh, I love it.
Smoked it. Did not smoke. This was a colder trip on the craps, except for it started electric.
Started off real hot. Did not go well after that.
I actually think, even though first night we won so much, I think I'm down on craps. No, I know I'm down on craps, but that's okay. That was fun. We also played squad blackjack last night on Fremont.
I'd never played blackjack before at a table.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was the first time.
And everyone was winning.
All won.
That's good when you got a good blackjack table going and everyone can win. You just shoot the shit and just like... They, like, you can't finish your drink fast enough before you can get another one there.
No, they were really dialed in on the drinks last night at the Black Tower table.
Heineken's like a...
Also, great cover band again on Fremont Street. Love having a little boogie.
Fremont was, she had some pipes, too. There was two lead singers, a male and a female, and the female one could just...
Yeah, she wailed.
Rip it.
Which also kind of leads us into a conversation we were having the night before with Tyler...
Yes.
Where we were asking if Tyler, because we were watching Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
And we said to Tyler, wouldn't you love if your missus could sing like that? And Tyler just looked at us dead ass and said, no.
I'm not a big musical guy. was not raised in a house that was overly musical, or not musical at all.
I'm not musical at all.
I know. So, like, it's just not something that, like, I don't know. It's not something I look for in a mate.
Well, we're not saying it has to be a requirement, but, like, it's a pretty nice value add.
Yeah, absolutely nice value add.
I'm very happy to share with you guys that I got sent a photo this morning of Crawford watching Pitch Perfect.
I got sent a video of Crawford watching Pitch Perfect.
Oh, well, there you go.
Everybody's loving Pitch Perfect.
Well, I always like to keep your girlfriend updated on what's going on in our trips.
There's some back channel chats that I don't know about that my girlfriend talks to these guys to make sure I don't do something stupid.
Yeah.
Well, we tried to go against her orders yesterday and get you the Viking helmet, but they were
closed.
Yeah,
but to be fair, it would have never came home, I don't think.
Yeah.
Probably not.
It would have fit in well at Fremont.
Oh, it would have been fantastic.
God, I love Fremont. Anyways, where were we? Because now we're bouncing around a little bit.
Yeah. We were still at the game.
We're talking about the ponies.
Yeah. So, we won big on the ponies, had a great dinner. I had the Creole fried chicken, everybody. Thank you.
Quite nice, actually, after the ponies bonus, that part of our Windikit squad is also an accountant.
Yeah, because they take a chunk.
They took 30% of that winning. Oh, you're Canadian. We'll take 30%.
So he's going to be able to like figure that out and get us that money back?
Yeah. He's going to file a U.S. tax return for you and he'll submit the claim and get it back.
Huh. Do I need to like give him some of my info?
I think he already did.
Okay.
You're in the system.
All right. Good to roll. I did learn I had an MGM rewards card.
Yeah, so you probably got like a knight or something off that.
Yeah, but then I immediately lost the card.
They still didn't have any credit though
for that big win. I feel like we messed up.
We did fuck up because we gambled a fair amount, and I didn't use my card ever.
Credit for the wins and the losses, so we were flowing the money.
Well, I was just up and down like a toilet seat.
I'm going home with more money than I got here with.
I almost am too.
I don't know. I have to check. I'm not like, I think I'm down a little bit, but like nothing I'm not upset about.
I think, and I know this will sound like a gambler, whatever, but like, I think gambling, I'm even on this trip or I'm up a hair, but I'm down cash because I've spent cash on things because I came here with a chunk and I have a little bit less, but like, man, last night, we'll get to last night and what happened after the game. But let's talk about the hockey game.
Quick goal, start things off.
Jeez. The lady next to me, so I was sitting next to someone who comes to a lot of Vegas Golden Knights games with her kids, and she was actually like a very passionate, like we didn't see a lot of, I don't want to say it, I guess maybe I just didn't talk to a lot of Golden Knights fans, but she was like breaking down everything going on in the game. She was breaking down what's going on with the Oilers, and it was funny because they get the first power play, and she leans over to me, and she goes, if Draisaitl scores from that spot, I'm going to lose it. And sure enough, Draisaitl scored immediately after. I thought that was funny. But
again, Golden Knights fans, great.
Top.
The best.
Top.
And she wasn't mad or anything at any point in the game. She was just like cool to chat with. And like even after the game, Golden Knights fans, except for one guy or one person on Fremont. But after the game, Golden Knights fans weren't like mad at us. They were just like, man, what a great series we have here. Like, how lucky are we to watch this? And it was a mindset.
Gosh, Dolly.
Stark contrast from being in Los Angeles.
Oh boy, you guys got the best of us tonight.
Oh boy, those rib punches were entertaining, weren't they?
I love that quote from Evander Kane. It's so funny.
Oh, that's taking the internet by storm.
It is. But Leon Draisaitl scores. Leon Draisaitl then scored again. The Oilers scored what? Four in the first?
Yeah, hit four in the over first.
Three and a half, first period. Let's go.
This was one of the bets we weren't heavy on.
I was convinced I was doing another hat toss.
Yeah, you were itching for it too.
I had two opportunities, Connor and Leon.
I don't know if you guys have seen the stat, but like Leon Draisaitl has 13 goals already in the playoffs.
Mm. Isn't a record 19?
Yeah. 13 goals is how many Nathan MacKinnon had last year in the whole playoffs, and he led the NHL. So Leon Draisaitl, again, game two of round two.
His eighth game.
This is already, he's already tied for the 40th best playoffs ever by goals scored. Ever. And the record, BM, you're right, and is 19.
I didn't think this was ever possible. Somehow, he did it. He broke Fred Cyclone Taylor's record of consecutive road goals
What a record.
That was one I thought it couldn't be broke. Gretzky's, sure. We can get past yeah. Cyclone Taylors.
No chance.
Holy shit. I thought that thing was never going to be touched.
Cyclone Taylor's consecutive road goals playoff record. Yes.
Oh, the estate is mad.
But he's the best player in the world right now.
Way he elevates in the playoffs is something else.
It's like this just determination, and he's got this X factor, man. Like, it's wild. It is absolutely insane.
He's just been such a handful all playoffs, and nobody can really do anything about it.
Like, what would playoff Leon extrapolate into in a 82 regular game schedule? Like 300 points?
Yep.
Well, I mean, so for Leon Draisaitl's career in the Stanley Cup playoffs, he in 45 games has 76 points.
That's outrageous.
Like, he's 1.5 goals per game. He's over 1.5 goals per game. So that'd be 120-30 goals in a season.
He has 6 in his last 2 games. There was a point where he had 6 goals in his last 4 periods after the first period last night. That's ridiculous.
Needless to say, he's pretty good.
Oh, that was just a much, like, shocking. We actually showed up and, like, played hockey and destroyed them.
That was,
like,
the Oilers last night.
Like, that's what makes game one so frustrating, but whatever. Like, the domination like that, you forget about it, but still, and like.
So, the 2 goals from Dry, and we had, from our seats and our vantage point, the most beautiful view of Connor McDavid ripping through the neutral zone, working his way past the D-man, who I think it was Petrangelo, right?
It was Theodore.
It's Theodore.
Theodore, yeah.
Theodore. So pretty good D-man. That's a guy who, like, would probably be an Olympian if they went to the Olympics. Peels past him, and then, like, one-handed and full speed, tucks it in past Brassois. That was one of the craziest goals I've seen in person.
Just made LB look silly.
Yeah.
Just shoved that nice little placement there at full speed.
Oh, I loved it.
And we talked about this on the pregame show, Jay, but, like, LB's a good goalie. He's never going to be, like, the reason the Golden Knights lose a game, or he usually won't be. But we said, like, if you make life difficult on him, he's beatable. He's not a guy who's going to steal them a victory either, right? And I think that's really what they did last night, was, like, they went to the net, they drove hard, they made the most of their chances.
They really did go to the net. Hyman now was a factor. He was getting in the mix, so he woke up. That was good. It was good to see Nuge get a couple points, contribute to the cause.
McDavid with a 3-point game, 2 Boosh goals.
Big clapper on the power play.
Oh. Yeah.
It was just funny in game one. We kind of said it was McDavid, it was Draisaitl, and then it was 16 passengers dressed in that hockey game. Last night, it felt like there were 18 drivers.
Yeah, like everyone was humming. It was a complete game. Like, we had a lot of good chance. What was the shots in the first period? 19-4?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. They just worked them.
But the thing is like, in the mental battle that is playoff hockey, like, we really messed with Vegas heads, because we owned them in every facet of that game. In just the effort, just the play, obviously the skill, but also in the physicality. Like,
they tried to get physical in the way. I was just like, all right.
I watched the clips of all the physical, like, they didn't gain a edge on us. Like, we owned them in all of those tassels. It was awesome.
You could tell there was a little bit early on when those scrums were starting. Vegas had it in their heads that, like, all right, we're losing the game. Let's get them. Like, let's try to beat them up. Let's try to. And Edmonton just said no. You said today when I came back to the hotel room, you were like, man, I watched the highlights last night. Edmonton doesn't get pushed around anymore.
They don't at all.
No, man, it was wicked.
I also love when physicality starts a little bit and then they can just throw a monster line of humans out on the ice if they want to fuck around.
Woody put Vinny on the wing for a shift.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
That's how you know we're winning.
Like, they had on the ice CeCe, Nurse, Vinny, Costin, and then the center, I think, was McLeod, but still. Like,
just giant humans. Just
big boys.
Yeah, the meat.
Yeah, the silencer. Woody pulls it out. It was great.
I like it, though. I like the fully, like, or the Woody likes to engage in that, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's like, if you want to dance, let's dance.
Yeah, Ken Holland must just be doing backflips because, like, he loves size, right?
Yeah.
And the size is showing up.
But it's also, like, functional size. It's not just because big.
Yeah, like, Klim Kostin had a couple good looks in that game. He could have very easily scored.
Oh, for sure, for sure. He always gets a couple good looks, and you know.
I also liked how late in the game, anybody who's trying to hit Connor, Clem was having none of it. Immediately stepping in.
Clem is so good. Yeah, he jumps into everything. That's the thing I love. Reckless abandon. How you doing, Stuffy? Are Tyler's fighting allergies or something?
Yeah, I had my mic muted, so they probably wouldn't have heard any of that. But thanks for bringing up that I was blowing my nose.
Well,
I probably sound congested. So.
I'm on a non-Omni mic. Probably picked it up.
No, I wouldn't have picked that up. I'll go back and listen. Sorry, I accidentally stopped recording for a second. Boy, what a mess. Anyways, the Evander Kane thing. We want to talk about that?
Sure.
But you don't see body blows all that often.
No. And like Evander Kane got him in a spot where Kolasar was helpless. Like he couldn't fight back at all. And I almost feel like Kolasar is lucky Kane went with the body blow route. Because if he wanted to feed him up top, he also probably could have done that with the left hand. But Kane just feeding him the body blows. And then Kolasar leaving the ice was like smashing his stick over the side things down the tunnel. Like Kane got into his head a little bit there last night.
He got embarrassed, that's why.
He did. And then Kane after with the fuck around find out. It feels like...
All he was missing was the graph, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, the more you fuck around, the more you're going to find out. Last year, he flashed up the 7 when he buried the empty netter in game 6. And he was really good in that first round. I'm not saying otherwise. But then against Calgary, like, the juices were really flowing, right? Because LA kind of poked the bear at the end of that series.
Yeah.
They poked the bear last night with Evander Kane. He has been wildly inconsistent through the first 8 games of these playoffs. I think we're going to see...
He's awoken.
Yeah, we're going to see last year's playoffs version of Evander Kane now.
Like, what is Vegas... What's their game plan for game 3? Like, do they want to try to engage us again in that stuff?
They can't.
Because I think it actually hurts them if they do, mentally.
Well, and you look at some of the penalties they took last night, like... Moments where they were about to have a power play and then they do something dumb, or like Jack Eichel had 2 trips to the box in that hockey game.
Jackie.
And if you want to come out, if you're Vegas, and be like, all right, let's like try to hurt them a little bit, right? Like physically, what are you going to do? Gift the Oilers power plays? Didn't they score 3 power play goals again last night or something? Or 3 special teams goals? Like,
yeah, well, what was our percentage on the power play last night? It had to be.
50? Yeah.
Percent? Were we 2 for 4, 2 for 3?
Because we scored on our first 2 attempts, right?
Yes.
So we were 3 for 6.
Still rocking that 50% power play.
No, it drops their percentage, doesn't it?
It was an off night.
Yeah, it was an off night. They only went 3 for 6. That's insane.
Well, that's the thing. A team that doesn't take many penalties, we're goading them into taking penalties. So that's...
Yeah, they averaged 2.4 times shorthanded per game in the
first
round.
So that's probably what they're going to try to clean up is not take penalties against us. Because holy shit, are we making them pay.
Yeah, because last night, like unlike game 1... Power play was snapping it around real clean last night.
Yeah, they were humming. And that Bouchard shot is just put that on repeat as like when people are like, oh, what makes the power play so much more dangerous right now? It's because you have to respect that.
It's so funny now in hindsight, right? When Tyson Barry got traded, they're like, oh, well, what's going to happen to the power play? And all of a sudden, Dad just steps in. He's like, I got it.
Well, yeah. He's got a better shot than Barry.
Oh, yeah. And that's what I mean, right? Like,
shot.
The power play going to the next level, like, Barry, I mean, he had a good shot, but like Bouchard walking in and firing that home, that was a result of Vegas saying, okay, we're covering Connor and Leon on the half walls. Yeah. And you covered Connor and Leon on the half walls, and it was like, someone's open, and everyone that's on the ice is so dangerous when you just leave them open. Like, it's crazy.
Bouchard's got an absolute laser beam, too. Yeah. It is just a heavy, heavy shot.
That was like 92 miles an hour, that shot.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I love it.
So... The only thing was that the final, I mean, there was the antics at the end with all the fights were great, but like final 40 minutes were anticlimactic in that arena. Golden Knights fans were leaving.
Yeah, we got a mass exodus.
You were tired.
I was a sleepy guy.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, you have so much adrenaline and like nerves and everything going into the game. And then they go up 4-0 and you're just kind of like, oh, okay. Well. Your guard comes down a little bit.
There was a guy. I was feeling it too. There was a come down. I was trying to manufacture energy.
Yeah.
All I was thinking was Fremont. That's what got me going.
All right. We will talk about our Fremont experience after we pause for an ad.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer.
Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We also got to give some love back home to the watch party at Greta. That looked like a great time.
Yeah, it looked bumping in there again last night.
Looked rocking in there. At one point, we FaceTimed them. I don't know if you remember that. Nope. Yeah, we did.
FaceTime whomst.
Just the whole crew.
Yeah.
Yep, he said hi.
During the game?
No. After the game when we were out on Fremont. Oh. But anyways, Oilers game ends. We're all rowdy, fired up. We got some Let's Go Oilers chants going in the concourse. We went out to the plaza area in front of the arena. High fives were just going everywhere. I also forgot how much T-Mobile hates when you linger on their property.
Oh, yeah.
They cannot stand it.
They push you out.
Yeah, they really, it's like herding cattle. They like shove everyone out one way. But that was great, like interacting with all those Oilers fans after. I had someone come up to me and they go, "Hey, you're the Nation guys?" I was like, "Yeah." They go, "You're Bagged Milk, right?" And I was like, "Yep." They reach out and they go, "Congrats, man." And just shook my hand. I don't know about what, congrats. But that person thinks I'm Bagged Milk.
Congrats on being Bagged Milk.
I guess. Doing. But it was so cool just to see all the Oilers fans after the game.
Yeah, it was funny. We were hanging in the plaza with Sean, and a guy goes, "Hey, you know his Nation?" And then he goes to Sean, and he goes, "Are you Bagged Milk?" I'm like, "Sean,
we are all Bagged Milk."
I'm like, "Sean, you're probably going to get asked that a bunch."
Yeah.
Bagged Milk's a state of mind.
It is a state of mind.
Last night, we were all Bagged Milk.
Yep.
I love it.
We went.
Also, the juju was good.
Yeah.
We did. We played the juju cards right.
It was perfect.
So we went, cashed our winning bet slips. What a feeling. Your team wins. You're rocking the jersey. You go give the man a little white slip, and he gives you back a bunch of cash. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's I love that.
I love when we go in there, and there's just some Oilers fans kind of lingering in, going in, cashing tickets. I love it. So much fun.
Yeah. So we went, cashed our tickets, high-fived a bunch more Oilers fans. And then it was Uber time to get to Fremont. First off, we ran into Gene, Harner, Ryan, and Louie waiting for our Uber.
We sure did.
A bunch of beauties.
It's not a trip if we don't run into Harner, Ryan.
Yeah, it is becoming a staple on these things. Yeah. Hey? So we hopped in our Uber, went to Fremont, and we boogied.
Oh, I love a good cover band, and the cover bands on Fremont Street are absolutely gas.
And the duo last night was like a hip-hop cover band, too. Like, they were breaking out the jams.
Yeah, they had range. Jams. They had range. It was funny. As soon as we got out of the Uber, Bagged Milk like shot out of it and went right to the front of the stage. Like, remember? He crossed the street when we didn't.
And Jay then, there was like no traffic, but the sign said don't walk. And Jay turned to a security guard and was like, "Can we just go?" And the guy goes, "What's the sign say?" And Jay goes, "Fremont Street." And the guy goes, "Don't get fucking smart with me." I was like, "Whoa." I was like, "Jay, hey, easy."
Well, there was a lot of signs.
He was really pissed off that you asked that you were being a smartass.
Well, like, I could have just gone and did it and been a real dick. I asked. I was being polite.
Yeah you did. But yeah, you were gone. You crossed the street before us, and I turned to you. I was like, "We might not see him again."
Yeah. And I'm like, "Oh, no. He's just sitting right at the front of the stage there."
And there were Oilers fans out there with us.
Yeah.
And we danced the night away. You had a large Slurpee drink.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah, no, they seemed very sweet. And you kept telling me to take sips of it. And I was like, "No, I don't want that."
Yeah, it was not great. It was a poor life choice.
Ran into our pal Nick Alberga from Leafs Nation.
Yep.
He was in town. And he was the one who FaceTimed the crew back in Edmonton.
Ah.
Yeah. So we boogied.
Sometimes you got a boogie.
Yep. And then once that died down a little bit, we went inside and gambled a little bit.
First time I ever played blackjack at a table.
And we, like, people who play blackjack a lot know how difficult it can be for the whole table to be having success. The four of us, and it was just the four of us at the table, which I love. That was peak. The four of us sat at that table, and we were there for probably, what, an hour?
Oh, yeah, easily.
Yeah. And we all finished up money.
Yeah, everyone won.
I won a lot because I was playing that easy bust.
Yeah.
And I kept hammering that, which was great. And yeah, we all walked away from that blackjack table and walked out of Fremont up money.
Up money.
It was the perfect end to a perfect day slash night. Well,
getting food at White Castle would have made it perfect.
Yeah. Line was crazy in there.
Packed in there. Love me some Fremont White Castle.
Johnny Rockets was fun.
Johnny Rockets was actually good. That burger was massive.
Yeah, the burger was unreal. They charge you an arm and a leg for it, though.
Well, yeah. Nothing's cheap here.
Nothing is cheap in Vegas. But yeah, that was a good burger at the end of the night. And then you woke up and had leftover tendies on the TV stand, and you said, that's good enough for me.
And Tyler was concerned.
Well, you're not supposed to eat food that's been left out that long.
That was fine. It's cooked chicken, bro.
I know, but it's been sitting in a muggy hotel room for like 8 hours.
They say food's only
good on the counter for like two. Whatever, man. Hey.
Who's they?
Do you also have your food safety certificate?
Both my ProServe and my food safety certificate, yes. But anyways, that was a great, like...
What a trip.
Perfect end to the trip.
The thing that we did right is we didn't go... Because we were here so long.
So long.
Yeah. We didn't go hard every single night.
Wednesday and Thursday, we were in bed before midnight both nights.
Yeah.
Friday, we got after it a little
Friday
bit more.
Vegas got me by its grass. I was buzzing off of the ponies and then going out for a great dinner. I was just feeling great. I could have stayed up till 6 in the morning so easily and just lost everything.
Yeah, because you were down and you didn't care.
And I was chasing it, yeah, and I didn't care. I didn't feel it.
I like you said Vegas had you in their grasp because they were coming around quick with the free drinks.
Oh, at Fremont they were last
night.
Fremont, you couldn't keep up.
You couldn't keep up, man. It was insane. I had like three Heinekens going on the go at once. It was wild.
Yeah. And when you're on like the main strip, if you have a drink, they'll be like, hey, like you got to be done that by the time I come back. I can't leave you too. Fremont, they were like, what? You want the whole case of beer? Sure. Fuck, I'll go get it for you.
I don't know why I kept ordering one. Because you always have the fear of like at other casinos, like I may not see her again. So like,
yeah.
I have to get it. Well, she kept coming. She was lovely.
Yeah, that was great.
I had easily 3-4 Heinekens at that table.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think I put back like 6 or 7 Captain Cokes just from playing those tables. Also, Nick Alberga does not gamble very much. Me and him go into the casino before you guys, and I was like, hey, let's play spinner roulette. He was like, all right, sure. And he gave the lady, whatever, $50. Or sorry, no, he only gave her $40. And he just wanted to play the inside, scatter some numbers. But she gave him $5 chips. So he only had 8 dart throws here on the board. And he threw 2 of them on 24. And he was like, I don't even know how much I'm betting. And I was like, well, you're betting $10 on one number. And it hits.
No way.
One spin.
That's
one spin. Nails it. Wins $360 just like that.
Walk away.
And he was like, yeah, I'm going to, because he got the big stack of chips and was like, holy shit, I won that much? And I was like, yeah, bro. So he cashed him in, dipped right away. We go back in after with you guys, and he goes, I'm going to go play another spin of roulette. Second spin, does it again.
Hits the number again?
Yeah, he won $700 in 3 spins of roulette and was like, I'm out. See, and he went to the club. It was ridiculous.
I love that. Number?
I think so.
I love
different
that.
Roulette table.
Nation Squad came in and just cleaned house last night.
I was like almost mad. I was like, bro, I've been grinding at these tables for
a system, you
for
know,
days, and I have gotten screwed over at every turn. But then karma came back because that blackjack
gotta
table
do juju. Good, yep. Did we talk about the juju we created?
Yeah, we should.
So we were very fortunate. We were gifted 4 additional seats to the game. These ones were in the lower bowl, meaning our 4 tickets up in the upper bowl were now available. So what you could do is you could sell them and make some money But I always, my rule is if someone's gifting me tickets that are better than the ones I was already going to use to go to the game, then I should be give those tickets.
Yeah.
And pay it forward.
Yep.
And so Tyler put it out on Twitter.
Yep.
Extra tickets to the game.
And people lit up the DMs, but we gave them away.
And what's the story? We had two groups of two.
Yeah, so the one was from Seattle, actually, is where she's from.
And they were just flying in because...
And she flew in, like, she DM'd me at, like, 1 o'clock and was like, hey, I just landed. And I was like, oh, my God, like, you straight up flew in. And I think she said she flew out today. Kaylee was her name. Yeah, Kaylee, Oilers fan from the Seattle area, flew in. And then the other one, his name on Twitter, at least, I know it was not his real name, was Zeus. So his name to me is Zeus forever. And he was great, too. He had just kind of flown in as well. And, yeah.
Yeah, we're dope.
We had, but the thing is, like, Vegas, they are very strict on, like, resale tickets and all of that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you can't really transfer the tickets. So we had to meet up and go in as a crew of eight together, which I did kind of
like. I liked it.
Yeah. And then Zeus bought us a round of drinks,
yeah,
which is pretty much like paying face value for the ticket.
Yeah, they, what are those beers, $20?
$20 US.
They're massive, though. Like, they're big.
The big 24 ounces, yeah.
But that's expensive.
I like that you're working on a White Claw right now.
Well, so I bought it last night because I have this thing. I always like to have a beer in bed at the end of the night. Like, when I go out partying, I'm always like, I can have one more while I'm in bed watching my shows. So last night, I was like, I could...
My stories.
I was like, I could crush one more. So I went and bought two, barely touched the one I cracked. Don't know why I bought the second one, but now I'm like, well, shit, it's here. So why not?
Yeah.
Still in Vegas.
Chipping away at it. Yeah, it's okay to drink at 10:45 in the morning if you're in Vegas.
Oh, man, I can't wait to be home.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it was a slog this week.
We lived, good one. Like, we lived here. We were residents of Vegas.
But the problem is now, game three tomorrow. Yeah. I got tickets. So I'm going. And I'm like, oh, God.
I've given my tickets up.
It's probably a smart play.
I got to do some family time. Me and Crawford are going to watch Pitch Perfect 2 and then watch the hockey game.
I like that.
She's got to see the whole trilogy, man. She needs to know.
I feel bad because Amber's watched me live it up and party in both Vegas and L.A. the last couple of weeks. So I feel like I owe her a night out. 6:30 puck drop tomorrow as well.
That's nice, though.
Yeah. So
that is nice.
Oh, weird. We're recording something and...
Oh, we're okay. Thank you.
And housekeeping is trying to come in. You want to get her on the pod?
I don't know. I'm very confused as to what's happening right now.
We can kick
out? Isn't it checkout?
What time's checkout?
Probably 11.
Probably 11.
Okay. Well, we have... 13 minutes then.
Yeah, we good.
Yeah.
I feel Vegas. Like they're just going to come in.
I will have her on.
Totally lost my train of thought. Anyways, Amber's been watching me party it up, so I feel like I owe her a night out. It's only the second time she's ever been to a playoff game, so I feel like I'm going to also get after it tomorrow.
You're young.
I know.
You can do it.
But do you hear how congested I am? Oh. It's a grind. Playoffs are a grind. Everyone says the players, everyone's playing hurt. I feel like I'm playing hurt.
Self-induced pain.
Yeah.
100%. Self-induced. I'm just so happy that we did not go like crazy Thursday and Friday.
That was the best way to do it. Otherwise, this 5 days would have been...
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm Vegas is a two-night town for me.
Yeah, that's fair. Unless you're like doing stuff or like going out and about.
I can see it. I actually enjoyed our day. We went walking around.
That was nice.
Yeah, and we cruised, too. We went up and down basically.
Yeah, we covered.
Trip.
That was a 20,000-step day.
Yeah.
A lot of stairs.
Especially, like, the weather was honestly kind of perfect.
I'm glad we missed whatever it was last week, where it was 35, 36, 37. Yeah,
like,
thank you.
Then, like, you can't walk around everywhere. You're just cooking, right?
Yeah,
no thank you.
Especially if you're working on a drink. But, like, mid-20s, the breeze would kick in once in a while to cool you off. That was nice.
It was nice. It was
good. All right, we should probably wrap this bad boy up, hey?
Yep.
Got to give some love to Jamie at South Island Pico. Mm-hmm. You can use the promo code NATION20 there to get 20% off your order. I know neither of you boys are cooking when we land at 7 o'clock. You're popping a pie in the oven.
Oh, yeah. I've got some variety right now in the freezer.
Mm-hmm. Also, our friends at Betway, who are a big reason why I am up money on the trip.
Yeah.
Connor and Leon both to score a plus 220 yesterday. All right.
Very good.
Plus 220. Oh, man, I should have. Batch on that. I just went aggressive money line on the app, and then I did all the other stuff in the sports books.
fair.
But the account is flush at the moment, so that's great.
All right, that is a wrap on this little AMA travel extra edition of the podcast, everyone. I hope you enjoyed. And we were kind of low energy for this one, but I think people can understand why.
Well, to be fair, I'm laying in bed.
Yep. We'll chat again later in the week.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, hockey heads, get ready for the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Each game day, answer 4 questions. Pick the winning team, guess if points will be over or under, predict the first goal, and choose the highest scoring period. Daily winners snag gift cards while each round's champs pocket cold, hard cash. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess. It's fast, it's fun, and it's all about hockey. Let's go!